Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
University of Pittsburgh volleyball team hosts number 15 SMU as the Panthers are the fifth straight week number one in the polls and second straight as a unanimous number one. And Coach Dan Fisher joins us, just reached his 300th win at the helm of Pitt volleyball against Boston College on Friday. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You got to be feeling the love. I mean, so many people who have eyes on Pitt volleyball who maybe didn't in the past. It's really been remarkable and fun to watch. So tonight you got SMU, and they're a newcomer to the ACC, which a couple of people asked me, SMU's in the ACC? Yeah, right?
Yeah, they were part of the league expansion, and they were a good team last year, and we knew they'd be a good addition, but I don't think we thought they'd, you know, would come out year one and beat Nebraska. So they've kind of established themselves as one of the best in the country this year.
And I'll tell you, just a couple of weeks ago when you played Penn State, you had a record crowd at the Pete tonight at the Fieldhouse. You're getting people that are just loving this. And what I just take away, Coach, from your team is just your individual talent and how they work as a team, and I love their attitude.
It's really been, you know, a good group to coach this year, and I'm proud of how the team, you know, represents the city, the university, and they're good students, and they are very, very competitive, so. I think we got a shot to win the whole thing this year.
Olivia Babcock recorded 12 aces in a single match against BC. That's a new program record. And I saw a social media video with her and Joe Starkey, Joe trying to handle her serves, and Joe couldn't handle it. I'm sure you saw that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, that was pretty good timing that Joe made a big deal about the serve, and then a week later she's set the record. So that was good.
Well, we're looking forward to also carrying the game here on KDKA, the world's first radio station. You'll be able to enjoy it if you can't be there at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse tonight at 7. It's Pitt and number 15 SMU. So, Coach, good luck tonight and keep it rolling. A lot of fun to watch.
Appreciate carrying the game and for having me on. Thank you.
You got it. Pitt's volleyball coach, Dan Fisher, on the Big K Morning Show. And speaking of newcomers to the ACC, Aaron, I know you follow football so closely. Pitt also hosts California.
Here we go.
Saturday, 3:30 at Acrisure Stadium. Looks like the weather's going to be nice. Pitt's 5-0 rolling in.
Yep.
California's not played Pitt since 1966. That's even before you were born.
This is such an exciting year, I feel like, for Pitt sports. Such an exciting year.
Yeah, they've done well in almost every sport they're in. So it's been a good year so far, and Pitt could become bowl eligible Saturday afternoon.
How about that? Can you imagine if that happens and the Steelers also make it kind of far?
Well, if the Steelers could find a way to win the next two, it'll help exercise the demons of Sunday night's game at the end there. Because it came down to 4th-and-6 with 20 seconds left. And, you know, it was win or lose right there on one play.
Yep.
After you've come that far, disappointing, obviously, to lose. But if they can snag a win in Vegas this weekend and then home against the Jets, who are struggling, they just fired their coach.
Yep.
It could be a big weekend for fans.
Right. Could turn some things around.
Yeah. So, and tonight I'll be hosting the Pat Narduzzi Show with special guest, Kanate Mumfield, their star receiver. And it'll be fun.
That'll be good.
Have you ever been to Hotel Indigo? It's where Bait Street comes down just before you cross the hot metal bridge to the south side.
Yes, I know exactly what. I've never been inside.
It's really nice.
It looks phenomenal on the outside.
Yeah, it's a little surprising. And that's at 6 o'clock, so you want to come down, meet Coach and some of the players. It's a great opportunity
today
in that setting. Yeah.
Okay.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
We're rolling.
You do. You just continue to roll forward.
Next day, what's up? Oh, yeah. Here's the list.
Wasn't it just 10 p.m. last night you were leaving hometown heroes?
Yeah. Well, I want to share some of what went on last night at our Hometown Heroes event, our 12th annual, and we'll do that coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. You have to wait for it. Last night, Stevie Wonder opened his 10-city tour at PPG Paints Arena, and our own morning news editor, Pat Septek, was there. Pat?
I was.
What was the show like?
Oh, my gosh. It was phenomenal. That song you just played, Superstition, that was the grand finale. That was his last song, and the crowd went nuts.
This was a concert that really came about. Normally, they announce shows months in advance, but this was only weeks in advance, and he didn't have any opening act, you said.
He did not. No opening act. It was just all Stevie, and he did have a guest performer, say, midway through the show, but he did all the hits, and it's kind of, this tour is kind of unusual. He's just hitting the battleground states in this election campaign, but it was not campaign oriented. In other words, he did not get political at all. He just says he wanted to bring people together, and he wanted to use music as a way of, you know, soothing some of the heartbreaks in our the country.
Yes, which is why people like a diversion of just going to a show and just enjoying the music.
Exactly.
Be in the moment.
Yeah.
Like when they go to a sporting event.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the game.
That's right. And escape. Yeah. But no, he was fantastic. He had a tight band behind him, 18 musicians, a horn section, 5-man horn section. Sir Duke. Oh my gosh.
You like that
song. So good. Yes. Yeah. That's a great tune. And that's it. Yep.
What's amazing to me is a lot of these artists don't really have new music.
Yeah.
It's the same great music they've been playing, but that's kind of why you want to go.
That's right. If people want to hear the hits.
Yeah, play the hits,
right? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, in the same time frame, we were up at the Lamont at our 12th annual Hometown Heroes event, and it was a fun night. And really, now, one of our heroes, Clarence McAllister, had a medical situation and had to leave. And I asked him, I was able to talk to him. I said, "You want us to continue?" He said, "Absolutely." Uh-huh. He was the man who jumped at the Jesus Dwelling Place Church in North Braddock and saved Pastor Germany. Remember a gunman and the gun jammed the first time, and then he jumped into action. He was one of our heroes last night, Clarence McAllister. So our thoughts with him and his family. Met his mom, 13 children.
Wow.
And I said, "Mom," I said, "you got to be
she's
really
a hero proud. Herself."
Yeah, I mean, and she was so sweet. And then we had John Bentu, works with and co-founded. They have it's a charity thing for music. It's called Band Together, and they help kids on the autism spectrum because music's a great therapy. Yes. He's done so many other things. And Nancy Plavetsky, who created Ryan's Wings for her son, who passed with an overdose. And this is an issue that affects a lot of families. A lot of families understandably don't want to talk about it, but she created this to help other families who are struggling. Mm. These are the kind of people. And then also Howard Smith, who broke the color barrier for hockey here, also a Navy veteran, and he utilizes his hockey talents and skills to help veterans with PTSD. They play games, create a friendship and bonding.
Yeah.
And then also helps children with special needs and other physical and mental challenges enjoy the game of hockey. So these are the kind of people, you know, that we had in this Todd DePestino, who's not a veteran, but he created the Veterans Breakfast Club.
Oh, nice.
Where he brings he had a tremendous amount of support with people there, recognized all the veterans, and those were our five hometown heroes. Aww. And then we had Jim Leland, who was just so cool, man.
I love Jim Leland.
Everybody loves Jim Leland.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? He fit in this town because he's just – and you know what he said? Lanny Fratteri, broadcast legend, obviously, who was doing the games when Jim Leland was the manager.
Sure, yeah.
And also they became good friends over the years. So when Jim finally came up, he basically said, "I'm no hero, you know, I just go to work, which was kind of the Pittsburgh mentality.
That's right. It sounds like something he would say.
So yeah. I want to thank our staff, PJ Comanchik and Amy Mock, did a great job organizing our sales team. You know, this is one of those nights where everything kind of works, to what you really want to do is shine a light on people that are making a difference every day in our hometown.
Yeah, and it makes you feel good to be part of something like that.
I even got Erin out, and her husband Vinny came.
Yeah.
Right, Erin? You enjoyed the evening. That was your first time?
That was my first time, and I enjoyed it so much. I love those sort of events where there's people from all different avenues of work and sports all to celebrate, you know, people that don't mind it. Wow. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. You're the producer.
I've got different things playing here, but yeah, it was a phenomenal night.
All right. Well, Pat, I'm glad you enjoyed Stevie.
I did.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
And I want to thank everyone who was involved. We had Craig Patrick there, who was a former Lifetime Achievement Award winner, but we couldn't celebrate him in person during COVID.
That's right.
Kevin Colbert, two-time Super Bowl champ, former GM, was there. Jack Bogut sent us a shout-out.
It was
a cool night.
Yeah, so sounds like it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll let you get back to the newsroom, where excitement is always.
Thank you, Larry.
The only disappointment was Pat should have opened for Stevie Wonder with the accordion in your lederhosen.
I do play a Stevie Wonder song on my accordion. Just called to say I love you. So
next time you bring it in,
all right,
we'll dial that up.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, Marty Griffin's wife, Bud Kidsberg. But I do want to take just a minute to thank all of our partners for the Hometown Heroes event. Levin Furniture and Mattress, thank you, Robert Levin. North Shore Tavern and Mike's Beer Bar, a newcomer, we appreciate them. PNC, Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed and Phase 4 Learning Center. Centimark, they were so gracious. And the Dunlap family and Kathy Slinchek. McGuire Memorial, the Lamont Restaurant, by the way, fantastic job. Performance Food Service, Schneider Downs. Also, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Pittsburgh Steelers, AAA Travel, and Ryan's Wings. We also had HM3 Independence Fund, Aqua Guard, Casa, Westmoreland County, JP Roofing and Siding. Thanks, Joe. Living Treasures Animal Park at the Laurel Highlands, Eastern Atlantic States Regional Council of Carpenters, Chartiers Country Club, Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum, and Pittsburgh Magazine. Thank you. You made it a great night. Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, is with us every Wednesday at this time, and she'll come back with Marty a little later.
Yeah,
Christine,
1 o'clock.
Good morning.
Great. Yeah. Good to see you.
So, little different start to Kidsburg today, but a really important subject.
Yeah, we will get to the events because trust me, there are a zillion going on right now with this gorgeous fall weather. But I want to talk about something so important. It's lead testing. And just yesterday, President Biden announced an important initiative about getting rid of lead pipes. But this is particularly about lead paint. And in our region, as you probably know, lead was allowed in paint before 1978. Well, 60% of the homes in Pittsburgh were built before 1950 when lead was in the paint. And almost 40% in Allegheny County. Most of us have lead in the paint somewhere in our homes. Now, the problem is if that lead starts, if that paint starts chipping through several layers, especially if it's even on the outside, it can be tracked inside. And if kids ingest any lead, whether it's through breathing in the dust or maybe picking it up through their hands and mouth, you know, kids touch and put everything in their mouths, they can have major developmental delays. It's very serious. In fact, testing is required of kids at age 1 and 2. And believe it or not, 3% of kids under age 6 in Allegheny County had lead poisoning in 2023. But it's really bad in certain communities. There's 21% of kids tested positive for lead in their blood in Wilmerding, 21% in Neville Island, and 15% in Sheridan, Braddock, and Rankin. So this is
a
very serious problem. But here's the great thing. There is free lead testing for families with kids 6 and under and who have certain income qualifications. And if they find lead, they'll do the remediations for free. So if that means new windows, changing up the paint on the walls or, you know, helping with whatever remediation it may be, windows, sills, all that stuff, they will fix it so that your house is lead free and that your kids are safe. So check out this story at kidsburg.org and see. It's not just in Allegheny County. A lot of different counties have programs, and we have links to several of those too.
And that's that really important information. So take advantage of the opportunity to do that and put your mind at ease or find out how you can remediate this situation.
And this also, I should say, applies to grandparents. If you have kids in the home, like they visit regularly,
right,
you can also get the free testing.
All right, road trip.
Yes.
Niagara Falls.
We just went and I had so much fun with the kids. We went back because we'd taken the kids when they were younger. Now we took them as teenagers. Again, so much fun. Kidsburg has some great road trip articles. We've had ones recently to Laurel Highlands, Columbus, Cleveland, D.C., family campgrounds. But this one is all about Buffalo and Niagara Falls. And what I love is that the woman who wrote the article, Meg St. Esprit, she did totally different things than our family did. So it's so cool. There's so much you can do. First of all, the article focuses more on Buffalo and the American side of the falls, because if you want to go to the Canadian side, you do need a passport. So
right,
if you don't have a passport, you're going to have to stay on the American side. Now, she shows so many fun things to do in Buffalo, Niagara. When we went to Buffalo, we loved going on the naval ships. There's a really cool submarine and missile cruiser and destroyer. She points out some other fun things to do there, including a children's museum, the old Fort Niagara, an aquarium, some really fun stuff to do there, and then also cool things to do, of course, at the falls. Now, my opinion, I think the Canadian side of the falls are better. So if you have a passport, I would suggest going over and exploring the Canadian side. But on both sides, you can take the boat right up to the, you know, where you get blasted by the mist. You wear the ponchos. It's so much fun. And then on the Canadian side, you can also go behind the falls. And what I love about the whole experience is this dichotomy of the beautiful natural wonder of the world. I mean, really one of the most spectacular, you know, waterfalls you'll ever see, if you could call it a waterfall. And then it's beautiful landscaping, stone walls. And then you have Clifton Hill, which is probably one of the tackiest streets you've ever seen, with, you know, Ripley's, believe it or not, wax museums, roller coasters, you know, putt-putt, just all this fun man-made stuff.
I didn't know that stuff was there.
Yeah, there's a whole street of all this fun. And it's great for kids and families because you can really do both and enjoy just the whole experience.
Niagara Falls, and you'd be surprised, it's so close. How many Pittsburghers have it never been?
About 4.5 hours. In fact, my parents just went when they were here in September, loved it. I sent another family on the trip that we did, loved it, highly recommend it.
All right, it's Pumpkin Fest time. We're well underway for that.
Oh my gosh, so many fall festivals right now, featuring pumpkins. Particularly this Saturday from 1 to 5, there's the free Pumpkin Fest at Allegheny Commons Park, right on the north side. I mean, it's so much going on there, including hay rides, petting zoo, amusement rides, pony rides, you name it. It's going to be so much fun. And then on Saturday and Sunday, Zelianople has its fall festival. This is one of the longest running festivals. They've also got all kind of fun stuff, including a chili cook-off, free tractor rides. And then I want to mention Fort Ligonier Days. That's also a classic going on this weekend, right there at the actual Fort Ligonier, where you can see reenactments and all kind of kid-friendly activities. And it's the last weekend for the Oktoberfest, which is the brand new festival the city of Pittsburgh's doing, right on the 6th Street Bridge, the Clemente Bridge, with that Ferris wheel,
right,
which I'm told it helps if you get your tickets in advance. You won't have to wait in line. And there's all kind of kids' activities in addition to all the, you know, beer garden stuff.
I saw the Ferris wheel from the Lamont last night at our Hometown Heroes dinner, and it's beautiful. And the bridges that are now all lit up.
Yes.
That's just project just finished in the last, I think, year or two, where our bridges have all this lighting. So the city looked amazing.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea to put the Ferris wheel on that bridge there. I'm excited to try it.
All right, kidsburg.org. Christine, thank you.
Thank you.
And you'll be back with Marty at 1.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. And we're hoping to talk to my parents who are in Florida right now, you know, preparing for the storm. Oh. Thankfully, they're in Central Florida, but a lot of people there, you know, are going to be experiencing it one way or another.
Well, wish certainly them the best.
Thank you.
And a lot of focus will be about this storm.
God. And Larry,
so many connections.
We all know.
Including Christine's parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be calling in this afternoon at 1.
Her mother's been called the hurricane, but that's a different topic, Larry.
That's when she comes into town, you said.
The weather changes when she arrives.
Stop.
No, but just doesn't seem right, man. Yeah. I mean, they still got all that damn debris from Helene. It's horrible.
It's so close. It's
horrible,
crazy.
Man.
We checked in with Mike Gallagher, as a Pittsburgher, as you know, with
the Central. A great guy,
he lives in Tampa now. And he said his son and daughter were driving back to Pittsburgh. This was yesterday.
Yeah.
They had to go to 17 gas stations to get enough gas.
Oh,
20% of the gas stations are empty.
Wow.
Which is kind of low, I thought. I thought it'd be higher by
Went to the stores, and they're out of, you know, bottled water, milk, mm-hmm. all the stuff.
You know
what
they say, though, to a person, Lair? It's all cool.
They would still live there. Still live there no matter
what. However, most middle-class families can no longer afford insurance. Had a guy on the phone yesterday with a million-dollar-plus house who has no insurance.
It's rolling the dice.
Honey, just for the wind insurance, $20,000 a year.
Wow.
A year.
And that doesn't count water.
No.
Which is a whole different issue.
Well, you'll be getting into that coming up with Marty and
Christine. Plus, we're going off on this insanely ridiculous, obnoxious tax increase. And my boy Fitz carrying Sarah's water. Bad idea. Bad idea.
Coming up.
Bad idea, Fitz.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.